Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Tony's Political Ramblings. This will be a podcast I'd like to do semi-regularly at the very least, that will showcase my opinions and thoughts on things going on in the world, and hopefully to sort of give a different perspective on things, one that's a little less polarizing, a little less inflammatory and emotional, you know, something a little more towards the center of things I would like to say, but we'll see, I suppose. So this first episode here is just going to be a general introduction to me, if you don't know me personally or anything about me, where I stand on a few of the bigger things. And just, like I said, to give a little bit of a general outline of what we're going to see here on this show and what we're going to touch on and generally where I'll fall and some expectations that you will have of me moving forward and that I will have of you as an audience. So a little bit about me. I'm in my early 20s. I'm a graduate student right now studying political science, so there is some actual academic grounding for a lot of my knowledge here and where things are coming from. This is not just some person spitballing. I volunteered on a couple of presidential campaigns, worked in a few different campaigns as a canvasser and volunteer, and so I have my groundings in a good number of issues here. So that's the little bit of the credibility establisher here, just so you know that I know what I'm talking about to a certain extent. You know, there's always more to learn, I suppose, but there's enough grounding here on my end in actual political knowledge, historical context, that I feel like it's worth me producing a podcast of this nature. So that's a little bit about me, where I stand on things. Generally, I'm a more left-leaning when it comes to things politically. So you won't be hearing me defending or singing the praises of unfettered capitalism at any point in the show. But at the same time, you won't hear me singing the praises of socialism either. That's both of which I find dangerous ideas if let out to their logical conclusions. Like I said, so I fall a little bit more left-leaning, but a little bit more towards the center, just to give you an idea of where I would fall on a number of big things. And I wanted to share just a little clip that got me thinking about this and really kind of pushed me over the edge to actually want to produce a podcast like this. It's from former President Barack Obama, and I think it sort of captures how I feel about a number of things, really, and a general attitude towards political discourse that I feel is really present and salient at this moment. So I'll let Barack do the talking here, and then we can regroup once we're done there.
You know, this idea of purity and you're never compromised and you're always politically woke and all that stuff, you should get over that quickly. The world is messy. There are ambiguities. Yep. People who do really good stuff have flaws. People who you are fighting may love their kids. And, you know, share certain things with you. And I think that one danger I see among young people, particularly on college campuses, Malia and I talk about this. Yara goes to school with my daughter. But I do get a sense sometimes now among certain young people, and this is accelerated by social media, there is this sense sometimes of the way of me making change is to be as judgmental as possible about other people. And that's enough. Like if I tweet or hashtag about how you didn't do something right or used the word wrong verb, or then I can sit back and feel pretty good about myself, because man, you see how woke I was? I called you out. Let me get on TV, watch my show, watch Grownish. that's not activism.
All right, so like I said, I feel that covers my position on things pretty well. It's one of those situations where I feel like the way that, being a young person myself, I figure I should get some identity things out of the way. I'm a straight white man in my early 20s, so I see a lot of things going on, and anything I say from here on is going to be from my point of view and from my eyes only, and you know, there are going to be things that I miss, and there are going to be things that I don't cover, and that I just simply won't understand coming from that position. So feel free to call me on that whenever the situation may arise. However, I ask that we do it in a respectful and constructive way, not something inflammatory, and as much as like Obama was speaking on in that clip there. Something that has actually, the aim of it is to continue the conversation, not to shut it down before it even gets off the ground. So after you've heard this little introduction about me and what I aim to do here at Tony's Political Ramblings, this podcast, I hope that you stick around, you take a listen to a couple of my episodes and see where you stand. The aim here really is to provide a more intellectual, a more nuanced discussion of a number of things that are going on in this world that I feel like we're just not getting right now, and to really look at things for what they are and not just as sound bites. And so, like I said, I hope that after this brief little introduction here, you'll take a look and you'll look more into the show, and maybe we can build a more integrated, a more unified, and more united future, not only on the level of the United States, but on maybe perhaps on a global scale. We'll see. Not really sure how far the reach of this show may ever get, but if I say one thing about a particular topic that maybe shifts the way somebody looks at it, that's worth it to me. So on that note, I'll sign off, and I will see you all whenever I get onto the next one of these. All right, so this has been the first episode of Tony's Political Ramblings, and I hope to see you soon.